Bonjour, hi, and welcome to another great week on the Jet Set.
That's right, we're taking you north to Canada to explore the amazing city of Montreal.
But that's not all. We're also taking you out of the busy city to experience the beauty of the Eastern Townships.
So buckle up, this episode of the Jet Set is about to take off.
Welcome aboard. Bobby Laurie and Nikki Noya have your ticket to travel, food, fitness, and everything you need for an on-the-go lifestyle. Grab your boarding pass. It's time to jet set.
At the confluence of North America and Europe, Montreal is an international destination like no other. With world-class museums, dining, and an endless list of sites to see and places to explore, Montreal is a must-see.
You'll find that this vibrant metropolis and gateway to Canada is the perfect place to mix rejuvenating well-being and nature experiences with an energetic urban vibe. Montreal is renowned for its innovative, creative, inspirational vibe. You can truly be yourself in Montreal.
Whatever your taste, lifestyle, or budget, you're sure to find lodging and activities to meet your expectations. The island features over 25,000 rooms with 16,000 located downtown, and many of them are connected directly to metro stations, shopping centers, and the underground pedestrian network.
That's right, Bobby. With exhilarating entertainment, gourmet food, old world history, and inspiring architecture among some of its top charms, Montreal is the perfect luxury island getaway. Discover a cosmopolitan metropolis where European charm and cutting-edge creativity coexist.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Set on an island in the St. Lawrence River, Montreal is named after Mount Royal, the triple-peaked hill at its heart. This is where we went to start our Montreal adventure. Hello and welcome to Montreal. Isn't this the perfect place to start our trip?
This is the perfect place to get a view of Montreal. We're up here at Mount Royal, and I think this is already one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been to.
For our time in Montreal, there's no better place to make our home base than the DoubleTree by Hilton, Montreal. The newly remodeled rooms are clean and comfortable, well-appointed, and designed with great attention to detail. The rooms offer amazing views of the city while also being incredibly quiet. 3, 2, 1.
Here we go! Of course, local food is one of the things we all love to experience when we travel. And Time Out Market in Montreal offers an amazing way to taste the best the area has to offer, all under one roof. The fast casual setting is fun, and both the selection and quality of food is really next level. We headed to meet Chef Paul Toussaint at one of his two concepts at Time Out America's Barbecue to grab lunch.
Normally in Haiti, we love the pork. It's like we call it griot. It's like we marinate it for 24 hours. After that, we braise it and deep fry it. Here is the pickles. It's like a kimchi, it's our classic, with cabbage and that, with scotch bonnet. It's a bit spicy. And after that, we have the plantain and we have the acra. It's all like street food that we bring. That's why I call it Haitian. This is the Haitian dish. And
after that amazing lunch, we headed over to the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts to meet Stéphane Aquin, General Director of the museum.
Bobby, this museum is incredible.
It is beautiful.
What a wonderful way to begin our time in Montreal. Hi, Stéphane.
Hello, Nikki.
Hi there. How
Hello,
are you?
Bobby. How are you?
Thank you for having us.
Well, thanks. Such a pleasure to have you.
It's nice to meet you.
Okay, so far, this building is incredible. Tell me a little bit about the history of this museum.
Well, it's the oldest art museum in Canada. It was founded in 1860. This building is actually from 1912, but it is a strikingly beautiful, elegant building. And the galleries are splendid, yes.
Well, speaking of the galleries, tell me a little bit about the exhibit we're going to see today.
Well, the exhibit, actually, we already stepped into it. It's an artwork.
Yeah.
The entire thing is an artwork by Nicholas Party, who is a New York-based Swiss artist, famous these days for his pastels, his murals, and these hypnotic heads. And so he took control of the galleries and had carte blanche to work with the collection and use whatever work he found in the collection. And so he brought them together with his works in a sort of poetic narrative, you know, that we walk through and experience. It's a beautiful experience.
Well, can you show it?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure,
let's
please.
Go take a look. I already coming back for you, lady. I love it.
Want the purple.
This juxtaposition of the mural behind there and all of the colors in here, it's just visually so stunning to be walking through this gallery and then to see this awesome mural there with the Otto Dix. This is so awesome.
I know.
How beautiful.
I know, it's brilliant. No, it's absolutely brilliant. And you know, our visitors, we've already had more than 110,000 visitors. Under pandemic time, this is great in 2 months. But our public sort of know these works because they're, you know, that's a staple of our collection. But to see it this way, hung this way on this, you know, insane subterranean grotto is just absolutely unique, yeah.
To finish the day, we headed back to the hotel because it's also home of an amazing Montreal eatery.
This is an amazing location.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
There's a lot going on here.
We're fortunate.
Yeah.
A lot of things going on. We're directly in the entertainment district. So people, when they're checking in the hotel that's been fully renovated, they can either enjoy a drink here while listening to music or just go. It's a nice playground just here in the Quartier des Spectacles, downtown Montreal. So
you're right in the heart of everything.
Exactly.
Well, I have seen so much. I have so much to do, and this is the perfect place to finish my day with you. So cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you so much. Bobby, that place was amazing. I loved it.
I've never been to a restaurant like that.
It was so cool and so delicious. Oh, I loved it. Okay, well, we've got to take a quick break, but we've got lots more of our trip to Montreal coming up in just 60 seconds. You don't want to miss it.
It
was awesome.
Amazing.
The people, the food, but I liked that we had a little bit of everything. City, we're good.
Welcome back to the Jet Set, where we are exploring Montreal.
Montreal is such a beautiful city, but I wanted to learn a bit more about the city's history, so we met Francois to go on a walking tour.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm Bobby, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Hi, Nikki, thank you so much for showing us around Montreal. It is the most beautiful day. Tell me what we're going to be seeing today.
So today we're going to explore Old Montreal. So this is where everything started. This is where Montreal was founded. And we're starting right here at Place d'Armes, which loosely translated is Military Square.
Well, I'm so ready to explore. It feels like we are, it doesn't feel like we are in Canada right now. It feels like we've taken a step back in time with all of these beautiful buildings. Oh, Francoise, this is interesting. What is this?
This is my favorite piece of public art. It's actually a two-part sculpture. Mm-hmm. You have the lady here and the gentleman there. It's called The English Pug and the French Poodle. And what the artist was trying to represent is the atmosphere in Montreal until about the 1970s. Because as you may or may not know, there are two dominant forces in Montreal, mm-hmm. French Catholic and English Protestant. Mm-hmm. The man represents the English Protestants of the city, mm-hmm. and she represents the French Catholics. They're not looking at each other because until the 1960s, they didn't know the other's language. Everyone here spoke pretty much just one of the two. Mm-hmm. Today, that's totally different. More than half of us are bilingual.
Yeah.
So they're not looking at each other because they don't care for each other too much. But the dogs, not only are they looking at each other, they're jumping out of their master's arms to go over and say, bonjour, hi, mm-hmm. which is how we greet people now in Montreal. So the dogs represent the present and the future in Montreal, because half of us are bilingual now. Mm-hmm. And the humans represent the past when there was a lot of animosity between these two groups.
That's actually an interesting fact. You say bonjour, hi. Mm-hmm. Why do you say hello two different languages at the same time?
It's to make visitors to our city feel comfortable and so that they understand that the conversation can continue in the language of their choice. Not the waiter's choice, not the clerk in the boutique. So especially in tourism, this is how people are greeted. So you feel comfortable to go into one or the other, whichever your preference.
Next up, I headed to the Old Montreal Distillery, where we were lucky enough to be one of the first to take their Art of Distilling tour.
Bobby, look at this place. Hey, guys.
Hi.
This is amazing.
Oh, hi. Welcome to the Old Montreal Distillery, Distillery Vieux Montréal, ici.
Montréal,
so
yes.
So my name is Claudia and Drew Mayville.
Hi, I'm Drew. I'm the master blender for Sazerac and Montreal, this Old Montreal Distillery.
Oh, that's cool.
The creator of the masterpieces that we have as our Canadian whiskeys too.
Yeah, we celebrate the art of blending here at the Old Montreal Distillery.
Oh, and I hear there's a tour that folks can go on when they come to visit.
By chance, we call that the Art of Blending Tour.
Well, Bobby, right. I think I'm ready to start the tour so then I can try what the Art of Blending
okay,
is.
Okay, the tour starts this
way. Yeah, let's go check
okay.
it out.
Thank you.
Touring the facilities and learning about the distillation process was really fun and made the tasting even better. Having the opportunity to taste these spirits with Drew, the master blender, was so interesting and gave me a great appreciation for Canadian whiskeys.
Okay, so I could have just stayed there and tried all of those drinks.
I know.
That was so interesting and we learned so much. I had such a good time.
Well, as you can see, we definitely loved our time in Montreal, but with so much to do in the eastern townships, we headed out of the city to find an adventure.
Bobby, I had the best time in Montreal. Wasn't that awesome?
And a lot of really good food, too.
Such good food. But now we've made it out to the eastern townships. We're about an hour and a half outside of Montreal, and we're here in Sutton. And it's not just a destination.
Well, there's so much to see and do that we decided to make our hotel also the destination. It also happens to be a microbrewery.
Perfect. Well, what I love about here is it's farm to table, organic, fresh ingredients, fresh food. We are going to do so much eating and drinking over the next few days. I'm really excited.
Just continue the trip and the vacation.
I think so too. Speaking of that, let's get in here and try
Where
some
are those
good
brews?
Stuff. Yeah.
The Auberge Sutton Brewery offers amazing food and drinks with comfortable, unique accommodations, all set in the beautiful town of Sutton.
But outdoor adventure awaited us, so we headed out to the Au Diable Vert, where I had a very special adventure planned for us.
Ah! Another great way to make your lodging a destination is up here. All the cabins are unique, it's rustic, it's beautiful. The eastern townships have so much to offer. Hiking, skiing, biking. It's so peaceful up here. I'm gonna go do cycling through the air on the vélo volant. So come join me. I'm gonna go find Bobby somewhere around here.
There is so many different types of biking you can do when you visit the eastern townships, but I've never done this.
This is so cool, and what's really cool about the eastern townships is there's a lot of outdoor activities. But Bobby, did you know that we are going on this and I'm gonna cycle us through the air? You can cycle on the ground and in the air.
Can you pull me?
Well, this is, I believe, the vélo volant here at Au Diable Vert is, I think, there's only like three in the world.
And this is the only one in Canada.
There's so much to do in the eastern townships, so let's give it a try. Whee! I love this!
Pedaling through the forest canopy was really fun, and the views were something you definitely have to experience in person.
After our amazing experience on the Vélo Volant, I went to learn more about the area, so I met up with Liz for a hike and a chat.
Liz, I have had the most amazing time here. That Vélo Volant was incredible.
I know.
I just love all the nature here.
Yeah, it's because here in the Eastern Townships, we are huge hub for outdoor adventure. So we are all about nature. Mm-hmm. You can do kayaking, skiing, cross-country skiing, in the winter snowshoeing. But in the summer, you can also do hiking. We have over 20 summits that you can climb here. Cycling is a big thing. We have so many different mountain biking, road cycling.
There's gravel so much to do.
Yes.
Well, if someone wants to come and experience this beautiful nature, where can they go for more information?
Well, they can visit easterntownships.org, our website, and they have many options there.
Wonderful. Okay, well, let's go continue our mom hike. What do you say?
I'm not generally afraid of heights, and I have to say, the Vélo Volant was amazing.
Beautiful.
But at first, when you look down, you're like, okay, this is different.
But for the people out there who love the outdoors, I mean, it was so beautiful. The views from the Diable Vert, where we were, where the Vélo Volant was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Go there in the fall, go there in the winter, go there anytime. It is absolutely beautiful.
We'll be back soon.
Yeah.
We gotta take another short break. We will be back soon, but don't go anywhere. We've still got lots more to come from the Eastern Townships.
Well, especially when you were like clicking over to continue.
Oh, I know, those connections.
Bonjour, hi, and welcome back to the Jet Set, where today we're exploring the Eastern Townships.
That's right, and on our trip, we found some of the best Canada has to offer, and it all starts with a little bit of fromage. Mm.
This is some of the best cheese I have ever had in my whole life. I'm at the Fromagerie des Cantons in the Eastern Townships. And what is so unique about this area is everything is farm to table. You have the freshest ingredients, organic, local. So everything that you taste is from this beautiful place. And if you love cheese, you have to make sure to make a stop here. Mwah!
While Nikki was exploring artisanal foods from the area, I went to get a drink at La Chaufferie Distillery. Brian, this is quite the place you have here.
Thank you.
So before we get started about the history of the building and the distillery, tell me about the drink we have in front of us.
Well, it's a drink that was made by Claudia, which is our in-house mixologist. Mm-hmm. It's based on their raspberry shrub. We have a bit of vodka lemay, which is based on rye.
Okay.
100% bio. There's another eau de vie, which is called Maître Pierre, which is a plum eau de vie, which is made from an orchard. We picked the plums nearby, an orchard in Saint-Paul. There's local honey and vinegar. So
it's a lot in one cocktail. But
you like it?
I do. Well, you were just speaking about Claudia. I overheard that she was actually voted the number one mixologist in Canada 2 years in a row.
Indeed.
Yeah, I think that's something that's important to mention.
It is.
Because all of that hard work and creativeness goes into this drink, but a lot more goes into this as well. Tell me what sets the distillery apart from the rest.
Well, the majority of distilleries in Quebec and I guess all over Canada is that they buy their alcohol from alcohol producers, you know, majors. At the distillery, our philosophy is from grain to glass. So we produce our alcohol, we deal with our local producers, grain producers, whether our fruit producers. We're focused on offering a product that's from grain to glass and locally. So the alcohol you're drinking, we know where it's from. There's a complete traceability on the alcohol. and we know our products.
Well, thank you so much for having me and giving me a little bit of the history. The cocktail's delicious, and the place is great. It would be a great place
to hang out this afternoon. You're
welcome anytime. Thank you so much. Cheers. Nice meeting you. Cheers. Bye.
We met back up at Maison Bois, where we would have one of the most incredible dining experiences ever. Hyper-local, seasonal ingredients are paired with an impossibly welcoming staff and warm environment. It's no surprise that it ranks as one of the best restaurants in all of Canada.
Every detail is brimming with charm and thoughtfulness, from the plates that are handmade by the staff to the amazing wine pairings and the wood fire grill. If you ever find yourself anywhere near Granby, go out of your way to spend a night at Maison Bois. It's a night you won't soon forget.
Brian, I can't thank you enough for having us here.
Oh, thanks to you guys.
I have to say, this is the best dining experience I think I've had in as far back as I can remember.
Well, from the moment we got here, they're not just staff, it's like a family.
It's like a family.
It's like I'm walking into your home.
Yeah.
And your family just embraced us, and it has been a wonderful experience. And I don't like to say farm to table. Here it's like roof to table.
Roof to table, yes. Well, the concept here, our main philosophy is we want to try to be self-sufficient, but self-sufficient in everything. So we start by the garden because it's the first thing you think of when you open a restaurant. You're gonna start with the vegetable. But then we started pottery because we wanted to make the plates. There's a lot of things coming here. It's a lot of curiosity and love of learning, and it's a learning experience.
But also it was the feeling and all the, when you put down the vegetable platter, all the colors, because you know that everything is coming from very local.
And it's seasonal.
Local. All the ingredients are just so fresh, and they taste so delicious.
Yeah,
and you
totally
can taste the season.
It was amazing, really. Thank you so much.
Thanks to you.
Thank you very much. I think it's time for a little dessert.
I think it is. I think the dessert is served right there.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks to you.
All the food coming from upstairs to downstairs. It was awesome.
I've never been to a restaurant where you can have a completely different experience just by changing rooms, because it's like going to someone's house to eat. And they grew everything right in the back.
Right there. And they could not have been more welcoming and lovely. And that was just a wonderful experience.
It was a great time. Mm-hmm. All right, we have one final break, but we'll be right back with more of the Jet Set, so don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the Jet Set. We are wrapping up our Canadian venture, and Bobby, we just didn't have enough time to fit everything in one show.
No, we've
got the must-see spots that you'll just have to visit on your own trip to Montreal. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, okay. First, go grab a glass of wine at Vignoble du Rousseau. Relax to the sound of the creek on beautiful terraces and enjoy a sit-down tasting of wines grown on site.
This is amazing.
Wonderful. Oh, okay, this place we loved. The Cidery Milton. Best sandwich I've ever had in my whole life. So good. Dating back to 1927, the orchard has been passed down from generation to generation. The team and family is dedicated to creating quality products and offering you moments of happiness. And you will be happy if you go there. With more than 25 ciders, famous pies, fresh apples, and much more, it will delight your taste buds. It was so delicious. Okay, finally, go shopping in Montreal. Amazing boutiques, handmade, and vintage accessories. And I, of course, found a few things that I couldn't resist.
You
like
shopping?
This one.
No.
Oh, I found treasures there.
We might have had to delay filming a little bit while Nikki went shopping.
All true. Thank you, Montreal and Eastern Townships, for having us. It was amazing.
And thank you all for watching this week. We'll see you next week. Don't forget to visit us online at thejetset.com.
Book your own trip. Bye. I did get this. Mm-hmm.